This recording, Kenya 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed for her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental. So this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "I'm a Kenyan citizen. I'm a Luo by tribe. I was born in the year 1978 at Ahero constituency. I went through my primary school from standard 1 primary school. I didn't manage to go to secondary school just because there was a financial problem at home. Today I am married, and I'm a father of 3, husband to 1 wife. We are all Luos. I can remember when I was still young, as I was going to school, I loved to be a doctor or a lawyer. Today, what I'm doing, major part of my days, I do arts. I'm a theater performer. But back at home, I'm also a farmer. It has never gone well with me, but by virtue of being there because of God, I'm alive and I appreciate that. I'm a Christian and I do go to church. But my prayer is that one day, one time, God will do me good, much better than he has been doing. And I know, I believe, I will be somebody also who can assist in the community, who can be approached whenever there's a problem to assist, be it financially or ideally. And that is me. Yeah.